bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello and welcome to your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 2nd of December, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So, UK citizens, did you get yourself a good deal on a good old Amazon Fire tablet and then go, crap, there's no SkyGo on it? It's only taken 3 years for it to arrive, and it finally has. The app is currently available on the Amazon App Store and will actually support multiple generations of Fire tablets, which is kind of nice. Yes, including that old Kindle Fire, it will work too. Don't forget, however, though, you've got to have that current Active Sky subscription to get your SkyGo to work. Probably going to be a hell of a long time before we see Sky do anything like HBO did. Say it isn't so, but it looks like Yahoo might be putting themselves up for sale. Yeah, it looks like that may be just a possibility. At least it will be discussed in a series of board meetings that will be happening later this week. This is all according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, there is a lot of options on Yahoo's table right now, including selling Yahoo's internet business, also spinning off its shares from Alibaba, too. Or what the hell, it is Yahoo, so maybe they should just do both. But if the Yahoo board actually decides to stick with a plan and, say, spin off its Alibaba holdings, it's going to leave Yahoo even weaker than it already is. There's also rumors going around with the board members saying they're actually worried of whether they're ever going to see a turnaround. Probably not, that's what my gut's telling me. As for a direct comment from Yahoo, yeah, they didn't give one. In any case, next time you walk by a Yahoo building and it has "for sale by owner" in the window, well, now you know why. Apple yesterday decided to expand its personal pickup in-store service to France, Italy, the Netherlands, Spain, and even Sweden. Of course, those not familiar with the pickup service, yeah, that allows you to place an order on the online store, and then you can swing by the Apple retailer, and then they'll have it ready for you to go. We talked a little bit about this last week, of course, with their ever international expansion of personal pickup, including the United Kingdom, yes, that happened last week, and even down there in Australia. And no, Apple won't be stopping there. Look for Belgium, Brazil, China, Hong Kong, Japan, and Switzerland later next year. Alright, so you've got the Christmas decorations up, you've got the tree up, you've got the lights running around your house inside and out. All you want to do now is settle down on your couch with some fine little internet entertainment. Unfortunately, your internet is slow. Now, why the heck is that? Well, it's probably all those friggin' lights you put up. Well, at least according to the British Telecom's watchdog, Ofcom. Yes, that's right, they're actually saying those lights that you have all around your house, even maybe around your router right now, because you think it looks cool, is actually probably slowing down your internet. Where do they get this idea from? Well, it's probably because this time of year, that's when most complaints come in about their internet being slower. And Ofcom reckons that it's the electrical interference that is to blame. So, before your festive frustration starts coming out, try and move those lights as far away as possible from the router. If that doesn't help, it's probably your ISP. And the fact that everybody in your neighborhood is trying to stream a bunch of freaking Christmas movies over Netflix. And finally, speaking of Christmas and Christmas lights, let's give old Saint Nick a call.
Hello, Kyle.
Hi, Santa. You been drinking?
Well, I may have had one or two. Already.
Why? Why already?
Well, it's gone 6 a.m. here in Basingstoke. Uh-huh. You remember I moved my headquarters from Lapland to Basingstoke, right?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
it's a bit of an arsehole of a place, but it's cheaper.
Oh, okay. What have you been drinking, anyways?
What have I been drinking? I started off with a bottle of Chicky Red, and, uh-huh. and then I moved on to, I had some beer. Uh-huh. I think it was Guinness, but I'm not entirely sure. Because uh-huh. I drank about 3 bottles of red wine. And I think I started as a whiskey, but I don't remember.
Okay.
Anyway, because so this the thing, the reason I was reviewing my cry for Christmas. Yeah, uh-huh. because tonight's cry for Christmas is the Up Yours mug. Yes, fantastic little thing. Yeah, I got it on review. I mean, it's just a mug. But the there's a nice little cheeky surprise waiting for you at the bottom. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's available from ASOS.com.
Okay.
ASOS.com. And it...
Okay.
And it's £9.99. You gave it to him this year.
Yeah.
Or everything under his head.
Are you sure you're alright, Sam?
Listen, man, I really love staying chat, but I'm feeling a bit the worse for wear.
Okay.
I'll be sure to call in tomorrow. Merry Christmas, Santa.
Yep, that's the normal Santa right there. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Everything that is BTN is over at our website. Check it out right now, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the shows over there. You can also find us on iTunes as well. Follow British Tech on Twitter for everything that's happening around at BTN. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. And to find out if you've been naughty or nice this year, trust me, he probably prefers you be naughty, especially if you're a female. Follow Santa Claus himself at The Santa Claus. Don't forget Claus, C-L-A-W-S. As for the new show, we'll be back tomorrow, probably with a very late edition since it is a Thursday for the BTN News Show. Gonna do my best to push you out of show tomorrow. In the meantime, I hope you're having a fantastic hump day. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.